Hi, this is Steve Borsch with Minovate, and I'm on with Ivan Stegic from 107 Interactive. How you doing?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you and I first met at Mini Demo when you were doing your Periscope Gadget adventure.
That's right. That's right. I was demonstrating Periscope Gadget, a great little thing I created for Basecamp, 37 Signals,
Yep.
Basecamp, and HiRISE integrates the two of them in an iGoogle gadget.
Yep.
That's
yeah,
right.
It was fun.
It was fun. You know, those events are awesome.
I know. Yeah, I've really been enjoying them a lot, and now the next one's going to be at the MEMA Summit, sort of
yeah,
incorporated
I saw that.
Into that. Yeah. So that should be at least expose stuff to a bunch of new people, because that's been one of the things about Minovate that has been our intention, is to get the word out and showcase stuff. Because guess what? People with checkbooks need to know who's got stuff available for sale, if you will.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
definitely, and there's so much going on in Minnesota here that should be drawn attention to. It's just awesome, and I'm glad that you guys are doing that.
Yeah, it's been great. But you have and the reason that we are doing this session is that you have a web design workshop and seminar coming up, and we wanted to do an article on it. And this just doing this quick audio interview is probably a better way to do it, because people can actually hear you talk about it and what it is and so on. Yeah. And I was particularly interested in a couple of things, and I'll just let you, why don't you start and just sort of give an overview of it and what it is.
Okay. On September 17th, which is a Thursday, at the Minneapolis Club in downtown Minneapolis, I will be hosting a workshop. It's geared towards creatives. So if you are a graphic designer or a writer or an editor or an illustrator, even if you are an art director or a project manager, and you're somehow involved in the creation of a website, but you don't exactly need to be a geek, or you don't exactly understand all the geek talk that goes on in making a website, but you want to be able to talk and understand and communicate with these guys that build your websites, then this is for you, because I will be covering everything that you need to know about designing a good website in HTML. So standard widths for a website, that seems to be an industry standard. The fonts you should be using, the fonts you should be avoiding. I'll also talk about Drupal and what a great content management system I think it is, how it can be extended and just really deployed in a great fashion that could meet so many different client needs that a custom CMS might not be able to do, and how well supported it is. I'll go through the interface, the backend admin interface, and I'll show how it can be easily set up. I get the feeling that there's a lot of trepidation and unknowns from creatives about what a website is and what it can do for you. And so I'm trying to alleviate those fears. And so the last part of the workshop is about Basecamp. And I'm going to be giving a 2-hour tutorial on how awesome Basecamp is as a project management tool that's very mm-hmm. simple. And also, you know, how to use it. And it's, you know, 5 to 10 tips and tricks for each individual aspect of Basecamp. So it's an all-day workshop, starting at 9 o'clock, ending at 5. There's 3 2-hour sessions. The first one's on HTML and designing for the web. The second one's on CMSs, particularly Drupal, and what it can do for you or your clients. And the third session is on Basecamp.
Well, here's what I found particularly fascinating, and this is maybe not even your perspective, but I worked for Apple back in the 90s, and the one thing about this particular marketplace, and one of the reasons why it was one of the first ones, if not the first one, to have multiple Apple stores, is the sheer volume of creatives in Minnesota.
Right.
When I was working at Apple, there were the publishing organization is in Minnesota, I forget the name of it, but there were 55,000 people in printing and publishing in
wow.
Minnesota. And, you know, that's everything from press people to creatives and all of that. But there has been a real challenge in, as I've seen, in people even that I know that are unbelievably talented graphic designers and artistic directors and so forth that have really struggled with making the transition to the web. And when you look at the sorts of things that are happening with, I noticed that you had HTML5 in your Web 101 for designers.
Yes.
I got to tell you that's been one of the things that has been the biggest challenges is dealing with browser offsets and how each platform deals with color and, CSS and getting away from tables, and everybody yes. wants pixel level precision, mm-hmm. but all the things you can do with HTML5, but also the next generation with respect to being able to use typography on the web with HTML5.
Yes.
I mean, these are all super big buttons.
Mm-hmm. Just thinking about while you were talking there was the first session will be about exactly what it takes to get a design onto the web and what the parameters are for making it look the same across these different browsers. Mostly geared towards the current HTML, but yep. I will be covering some stuff about HTML5 just to show exactly what the options are and the availability. And of course, Garrick Van Buren has that great new typography service.
Yep, exactly.
I can't remember what it's called.
Kernist,
that's right. Yep. And I'll mention him as well so that he can get his 5 minutes of fame, which is great. I mean, I think Kernist is doing a wonderful job, and what you can do with typography in HTML5 is awesome and will be great. And hopefully more and more browsers will be supporting that. I think I saw IE8 is now, or at least Microsoft is getting to be on board that, if I'm not mistaken.
They are. And the other thing that just really pleased me to no end was the announcement yesterday by Dries Buthart about, or maybe it was the day before, about Drupal Gardens, the hosted based on Drupal 7. Mm-hmm. And for anyone listening that has any background in design at all, learning Drupal right now is critical to understand how the platform works, the sorts of things that you're able to do, because it's only going to get better. I mean, the first quarter of 2010, maybe second quarter-ish, Drupal 7 will be ready to kind of roll out. And that's when the hockey stick's going to occur with respect to growth of Drupal. If everything that I've been seeing holds true, it's going to make it even easy for guys like me who are just power users and not designers.
Right. And that's one of the things that I'm hoping to address as well in the second part of the workshop is the steep learning curve that non-tech people have to using Drupal. And, I'm going to show that it doesn't have to be as hard as it's perceived.
Yep.
And what you can do to get around Drupal and not feel that fear. And just on the end of what you were just saying about Drupal 7, they did do a code freeze 2 days ago on September 1st for Drupal 7, and now I believe they're working on the UX for that. And there's a great site to check out what the new Drupal 7 is going to look like, and they've really tried to polish off a whole bunch of the things that have been, I guess, geek-oriented in previous versions. And I think that site is d7ux.org.
D7ux. Okay, I'll put that in the show notes or on the post. Okay,
check that out. They're really trying to polish off what it looks like so that it's more user friendly, because I think they know that there's going to be this hockey stick effect as you've said.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and the thing that I'm really noticing is back a few years ago, Daniel Pink, the guy that writes for Wired magazine and a bunch of other things, he's written several books like A Whole New Mind and Free Agent Nation. Also Johnny Bunko, all books about big trends that are occurring. And when he wrote Free Agent Nation, which has also been that meme has also been picked up by a lot of other people relative to how we're all becoming free agents. And mm-hmm. so what I've seen is more and more small consulting organizations or individuals who need and are really require robust platforms like a Drupal, you know, versus I'm a huge WordPress fanboy.
I know.
And yet the one thing that I see with Drupal that I absolutely adore is very strong and solid user and group management. So permissions, yes. But also access control levels to content. So, you know, if you have 20 clients, you can create 20 separate groups and provide access to content within the same site. So when they log in, all they see is the stuff that they're authorized to see. That's huge.
Exactly.
That's huge.
It is. It's huge. The other thing that I think is one of the greatest parts of Drupal is what used to be an external module called CCK, yep. Content Construction Kit,
yep.
Which I believe has moved into the core for Drupal 7.
Yep.
That just opens up a wide variety of control you can give to your client so that their website always looks the same. I mean, there's nothing worse than giving a person or a client or someone who you've deployed a website for one huge HTML field where they can put in any number of photos they choose that are cropped any kind of way they choose, and then expect them to be able to retain the styles and retain the placement in the page and retain yep. the original design. With CCK, all you do is you set up a specific content type that can put the image in the right place, size it the right size, put the copy around the image in the way you want it to be, and that to me is invaluable in Drupal.
Well, it's not only invaluable in Drupal, it's invaluable in anything where you have users entering content.
Because that's true. That's very true.
I can't tell you how many times where you know, people, all of us, when we learn stuff, you expect a certain kind of behavior when you right. when you put something in. And if you do it in one platform, you know, if you do it in WordPress and the theme designer has, you know, put the right padding around the image type
in the image tag, yep.
In the image tag, thanks. And is you expect that behavior when you use another content management system. And if the designer hasn't set it up so that it looks nice, and you have to do a bunch of fiddling to make, you know, to give your some space around your image, that breaks the usability for the client.
Yes, it does.
And it,
mm-hmm.
and then it makes the site look bad. And these are all things that people need to know. And it sounds like you're absolutely going to teach them that in this,
absolutely.
In this session, in this workshop.
Absolutely.
Well, now why to tell people a little bit about you.
Well, I could go on for hours and hours. I don't know how
there's
well
just
you
so
want
much.
To know.
There's so much to know.
There is so much to know. Well, I'm originally a physicist by trade, so I've used computers to do mathematical modeling and differential equation solutions and many different things, and that's how I got started in computers. And this was back in the 90s when you know, AMD Athlon was just coming out, and Linux was in very early versions. And I've recently, over the last 5 years, started to use software more and more in my daily life as part of the job I used to do at Imation out in Oakdale.
Mm-hmm.
But now I am I run a small web development company in downtown Minneapolis called 10-7, and we make websites for designers and creatives. What I've found is that there are many creatives, as you alluded to earlier, in the Twin Cities that are really focused on print media and are trying to get into digital and online media, and either don't have the desire or don't have the time to learn how to make a website and to learn how to support a website. And quite honestly, they don't have to. They're the designers. They're the ones that are communicating the visual. So what I've been doing and what we've been doing here is supporting those graphic designers and getting their ideas online. And we've been doing that for the last almost 3 years now. So my background is academia. I've gone into software, and now I'm doing this for a living.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, again, let's just to wrap up. It's happening when?
It's happening on Thursday, September 17.
Okay.
Registration and welcome is at 9 o'clock, and the first session starts at 9:30 at the Minneapolis Club in downtown Minneapolis. The first session will run until 11:30. We'll have a bit of a lunch break, and then we'll have the second and the third session ending at about 4:35 o'clock. You can find out more and register online at 107interactive.com/seminar.
I'll put a link on the post.
Thank you. And there is a short URL as well, TEN7i.com/seminar.
Great. Excellent.
That's Twitter friendly.
Twitter friendly it is.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Steve.
Alrighty.
Appreciate the call.